Good morning. I'm Queen of Kim, and this is the California Report. Southern California needs more water, a significant portion of which comes from the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. But environmental groups have long opposed projects that would deliver that water. In came Governor Jerry Brown, who promised a compromise. We could deliver more water and preserve the Delta. But yesterday, the governor announced that he's scaling down on conservation efforts, and that could jeopardize the whole plan from going through. KQED's Sarah Hosseini reports.
For decades, California's water wars have been focused on one place, the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. It's the hub of the state's water supply, but it's also where endangered fish, like salmon, have been in free fall. Governor Brown has been promising to fix both of those problems with a plan that's taken a million hours of analysis. Yep, a million.
Bold action is imperative. We've listened to the public and carefully studied the science.
He wants to build two 30-mile water tunnels to make the state's supply more reliable and had planned to restore 100,000 acres of habitat to help endangered fish. But now, with a worsening drought, Brown wants to move forward with just 30,000 acres of restoration. Environmental groups aren't happy. Gary Bobker of the nonprofit Bay Institute says the tunnels would take too much water out of the estuary, and the revisions do little to change that.
We're still left with the real problems of the effect of the tunnels on San Francisco Bay, and we also lose the potential for large-scale wetland and floodplain restoration.
Questions remain about whether weaker environmental commitments could leave water districts who have to pay for the upgrades more vulnerable to lawsuits and less likely to support the project. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Hosseini.
Adult education plays an important role in California. It's helped people get their GED, learn new job skills, and English. But years of budget cuts have taken a toll, and many programs in the state are barely hanging on. So a new plan to boost funding for adult ed is welcome news. Alice Daniel brings us this report from the Central Valley.
The Visalia Adult School in the Central Valley serves around 4,000 students. In one classroom for English learners, teacher Sarah Matola is going over the basics of good work habits.
What's the most important after comes to work on time?
Follow instructions.
Okay. Some of her students have never been in a classroom before. Some have degrees from other countries. They come from the Central Valley and abroad.
Our eldest student is 88 years old from Argentina, and then we get a lot of people from Mexico.
Matola's students are learning English, but they're also finding out how to engage in their community, help their kids study at school, get a bank account, talk to a doctor, or get a job.
I'm Fatima Moin. I'm from Iran.
Moin farmed pistachios in her home country.
I want to start here, the same business I had in Iran. So I thought I need to learn English.
These students count themselves lucky. At least their school is still open. Funding for adult education has been slashed by half since 2009. That's when the legislature allowed school districts to shift funds away from adult education to other programs. Statewide, adult schools lost a third of their students. John Werner, the assistant principal at the Visalia Adult School, had to cut staff.
I've got a classroom empty in every building right now.
He says the Central Valley lost about half its adult schools, mostly in rural areas.
Our area really is the Appalachia of the West, and it's critical to the health of our communities that we invest heavily in education because it's going to lift us all together.
And it's not just the Central Valley, says Deborah Jones. She's the Dean of Career Education at the California Community College Chancellor's Office.
The students are underrepresented students. They're immigrant students. Some are undocumented. They're disenfranchised in our society, and it's really a conversation about poverty and race.
To shore up adult education, Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget includes $500 million in annual block grants. The money comes with the requirement that school districts and community colleges continue working together to coordinate and streamline adult education programs. Werner says Sacramento's orders make sense.
We need to get rid of the duplication. We want you guys to tear down silos, and we want you to start working together and integrating how you meet the needs of your adult population.
But in a move that has drawn some criticism, the governor wants the Community College Chancellor's Office to administer the new block grants. Some teachers and administrators believe it should stay with the K-12 districts.
Go ahead and check, see if you guys have the same answers.
However the money flows, students like Tommy Juarez will still line up for adult ed programs.
You can guide each other. You can work together.
The Visalia tree trimmer is studying for his GED.
Talk to my kids. I want to set a good example and let them know that they should never give up. So I'm back.
Having dropped out of high school decades ago, Juarez is starting over. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Visalia.
Finally, do you ever think, if somebody only wrote a law about that, California would be so much better? If you have, venture capitalist Tim Draper wants to hear your pitch. Getting a proposition on the ballot can cost more than $1 million, and Draper says if you pitch him a good one, he might fund it. So listen, pitching VCs can be a little nerve-wracking, so if you want to try out your elevator pitch on us first, call us at 510-736-CALI. Once again, that's 510-736-2254. Or you can go to Facebook/The California Report. And that's The California Report for Friday, May 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gilman, Syl Muller, and Jim Bennett. Guy Maserati directed the show. Our producers were Nina Thorson and Vinnie Tong. The editing team includes Lauren Summer, Alex Helmick, Ted Goldberg, and Polly Stryker. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bayer, proud to be a Bay Area biotech pioneer for more than 30 years. Bayer, science for a better life. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.